Remains of the Day, I was just watching the other day, and I just loved the mood that you set. It was just wonderful. The interview with James Ivory on WNYC with David Garland, he mentioned going to Steve Reich concert with you and saying, I'd like to have that kind of music in my film. And you said, I could do that.
I think it was Mr. and Mrs. Bridge that gave me a chance to do a little bit more, and likewise down the road.
I love the score of Mrs. Bridge. How did that score get made?
His mom was like a tutor for me. He was very involved in everything. Any part of the process, he would spin himself around and be in 10 places at the same time.
When you were writing Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, did you have an ensemble available to play for Ishmael, or did you just write them, record them, and play them for him, or how did that work?
I think one of the biggest part of what I was trying to do, awakening myself to the wonderful atmosphere, I learned that there were many levels of reality in thinking about rich atmosphere, even in a story that had to do with repression and loss and middle class life here. And was always a little trepidatious before the recording session, hoping that Jim doesn't reject everything, because Ishmael always was encouraging.